In Tallahassee, Florida, a state that's one of only four states that bars felons from voting after their sentences are completed. Right now, former felons have to wait at least 5 years and petition a state board to win back their rights. But on November 6th, voters will decide whether to amend their state constitution and automatically grant the right to vote to more than 1 million people convicted of a felony. If it passes, Amendment 4 would restore voting rights to former felons upon completion of their sentence, unless they were convicted of murder or a sex crime. Here now is Chris Bentley took a closer look.
It's opening day at the Living Harvest, a thrift shop in South Tallahassee. The store is managed and staffed by former felons, making the transition back into society. Dale White is the nonprofit's founder. He was sentenced to 6.5 years in prison for felony DUI and was released in the year 2000. Since then, he's gotten sober and started this nonprofit to help others turn their lives around by finding housing and employment.
I'm a big, big person about second chances because I know people change and I know the way I was. If those people had those opportunities, they wouldn't be going back to prison. And our community would be better for it.
White has already cast a ballot in favor of Amendment 4, something that, as a former felon himself, he can only do because he successfully petitioned the state to restore his voting rights. He says it helped him feel like a part of society again.
When I was able to finally return home and try to rebuild my life, part of that wanting to be a part of the community couldn't happen unless I was able to vote.
In 2011, Governor Rick Scott rolled back reforms put in place by his predecessor, Charlie Crist, making it harder for nonviolent felons to gain their rights back. His administration has also granted fewer felons clemency. Scott has approved restoring voting rights to just over 3,000 people, compared with more than 150,000 under Crist. That means today, more than 1.5 million people in Florida, more than 10% of the adult population, can't vote because of a past felony conviction. Eddie Kane is one of them. He's been out of prison since 2003. Kane remembers how it felt to go with his family to the polls on Election Day, unable to cast a ballot.
I sat in the car. I didn't even go in the building. I felt deprived. I felt ashamed. I felt ignorant. It was a real bad feeling, and I think that I haven't even forgiven myself for feeling like that.
Kane says he wants to get his rights back, but the process is intimidating, and he knows it could take years.
All of us deserve a chance to show that we can live decently. We can live amongst other people. So I've made a commitment not to go back to prison, but I also want to make a commitment to be a productive member of society.
Richard Harrison, a Tampa area lawyer, says not all felons deserve that chance.
We should not assume that all 1.5 million felons and everybody sitting in Florida State's prison system have suddenly become good, wonderful model citizens.
Harrison is the founder of Floridians for a Sensible Voting Rights Policy, a group that is against Amendment 4. He says there are fair criticisms of the current process for restoring voting rights, but giving what he calls blanket clemency with a constitutional amendment would be wrong and potentially dangerous.
Clemency is not an entitlement. It is not a right. It is an act of mercy by the state of Florida, and it ought to be decided on an individual case-by-case basis, with due consideration for the seriousness of the crime, the nature of any harm that was caused, and a whole lot of other factors that we think reasonable people would think would be important.
But some law enforcement officials say the current system is making Florida less safe. Leon County Sheriff Walt McNeil agrees with Harrison that it's appropriate to take away some rights from violent criminals.
You know, as it relates to other things like, sexual batterers who it's keeping them away from kids and away from schools and those kind of things. I believe those are appropriate steps to take. But just the fundamental right to vote, there's no proof that taking their right to vote away deters them from any other crime whatsoever.
McNeil points to research from the state's own parole commission that showed ex-felons whose right to vote was automatically restored under Governor Crist were less likely to commit new crimes. He says taking away someone's right to vote only serves to diminish their sense of being a citizen.
When people feel like they're hopeless and they're shut out of the basic fundamental rights as a citizen, then they're more apt, in my opinion, to give up and turn to a life of crime because there's no alternative left to them.
That's something James Sawyer says he's experienced personally. Sawyer went to prison for buying crack cocaine from an undercover police officer while on probation. He says when he got out, not having the right to vote made him feel powerless.
I used to have ideas about who I wanted in office to enact certain things, but I never got involved because I said, what, I can't make a difference. So really it made me feel less than a citizen. It kind of made me feel like, well, if I'm not a citizen, why act like one?
Sawyer recently got his rights restored. And while he's proud to have the right to vote, he says he's not sure if he'll use that right. He hasn't made up his mind about whether or not to vote in November.
It's kind of like a victory for me, and it's kind of like a bucket list. It's part of a bucket list. I'm not that political either, and I'm not sure whether I'll vote or not. I'm not sure.
Several recent polls have shown public support for Amendment 4 above the 60% threshold it would need to pass. But if it fails, voting rights advocates have another strategy. A group of former felons is suing the state in a case currently before a federal appeals court. Supporters are hoping they won't have to fight that legal battle much longer if they win at the ballot box in November. For Here and Now, I'm Chris Bentley in Tallahassee.